shot in the dark, wary sort of spark. I'm a light that's too bright for me to see.
Welcome back to The Counterposition. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, here on Breadbox Media. All right, kids, episode 233, I think. Gosh, I'm 33, the perfect age. Right, I've been celebrating the anniversary of my 33rd birthday every year for several years. So I this one has a soft spot. I feel more like 233 today. My knees are hurting. I'm a mess. So I've been avoiding. Here's what I was going to do today. I was going to talk about politics. I was going to talk about the debate. I was going to talk about, and I am going to get to talking about these leaked emails from the DNC and Hillary Clinton and Podesta and Sandy Newman and all this, Catholics United and all that. It's obvious that things are an absolute mess, and they are trying. What we've known all along is they're trying to use the church to get kind of their agenda through in some way, or they're trying to figure out what to do with the church. And so I was going to talk about that today, but I decided not to talk about that today because I've been putting politics off since the debate when I was in Santa Cruz. Little coffee slurp there. I am off to the land of Michigan, to Flint, Michigan, to do consulting, as I said yesterday. And tomorrow I'm on a plane again. I got to sit in peasant class tomorrow. I didn't get an upgrade, so I'm going to be like the big fat guy crammed into economy class back there, just like trying not to sit on someone's lap. So if you, by some strange coincidence, you're sitting next to me tomorrow on this airplane to Flint, Michigan, I apologize in advance for being a big fat guy right next to you on an airplane. And I'm going to see so we're going to do a cool project in Flint, Michigan, turn an old rectory into a coffeehouse gallery and save the world one cup at a time. I'm going to see the lovely and talented Mark Gieschek, and all you contrarians are going to get at least one new over-the-counter podcast. And I'll probably have a counterposition interview recorded with Mark. Ah, I missed the banter. I miss having conversation on the show. And we're going to go to Cultivate Coffee and Tap House and see Billy Kangas. So, see, Mark and I are going to be fighting all weekend over which we're going to record a bunch of stuff. But it's like, wait a minute, this is for the podcast. No, this is for the counterposition. Maybe we should just have do double shows. Maybe I wonder if he'll agree to that. We could just do we could do over the counter / counterposition with we'll just do the commercial breaks. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, I don't feel like just sitting and talking today. I don't know. I just don't. I'm just not into it. And so, hold on, let me see if I'm gonna perform an experiment on the air. I'm always talking about, you know, letting people into our encounter with God. And so I'm gonna perform an experiment on the air. I'm going to pray on the air and see if God answers my prayer. You ready? Dear Lord, I'm gonna pray like I'm a 13-year-old in a Protestant youth group too, by the way. Father God, I just ask that you would just answer my prayer and just so you have to say just a lot. That shows the anointing is on you. I just ask that you would just, Lord, I don't want to talk today by myself. I want to talk to somebody. Lord, please send me a guest to be on my show. Send me a special treat, not Chris special treat, Stefanik, but send me a different special treat. Oh my goodness. It happened. It worked. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Can you possibly believe it? You thought that she was my Mr. Snuffleupagus. You thought she didn't exist at all, didn't you? But I have with me here in my bunker below a center of the new evangelization, nestled somewhere in the Rockies, not unlike NORAD, the one, the only, the lovely and talented shiny Xena, the Disney warrior princess.
Hello, Andrew.
So if you listen to the show, you have heard me talk about my little friend, my little friend Antoinette. So Antoinette Golish is a customer in our shop.
A regular.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I only come most of the time once a week.
That's regular enough.
That's not regular.
That's regular. That's kind of like usual.
That's kind of a sometimes. Just because you're stuck on a drink rut doesn't make you a regular, you know.
Ouch. I'm
but
leaving.
You came, she came, see, I'm not, if I want her to come in more than once a week, I shouldn't trick her into being on the show when she comes in on a Thursday. So I have tried to get Antoinette on this show like 16 times.
It's been like twice.
Like 17 times. Four bajillion times. Every single time I see her, I beg her to be on the show. That's how we met. I didn't even know who she was. I called her up and I said, would you like to be on my show? I heard you would be interesting. And that's how we became friends.
No, that's not how it happened.
But Antoinette, you're on my show pretty frequently anyway.
I am.
I mean, because you get mentioned.
Negative shout outs mostly.
That's not true. I mean, just because you clearly performed voodoo and made your non-team beat the Cardinals. I mean.
See, this is how I became the Warrior Princess, is because you dissed my Rockies.
I mean, I'm thinking about her. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to train her up to root for excellence, you know. And then she resorted to voodoo.
Breaking my heart. Again. I'm leaving.
So, Antoinette is a customer in our shop. Her and her whole family are kind of friends of mine. I've got to be, well, mostly you and your mom and then Ross. I mean, I've gotten to know your dad a little bit.
A little bit. He listens to your show.
He listens
sometimes
to the show. Yeah, I wonder if he'll listen to this one.
He'll listen to this one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're such a daddy's girl, aren't you?
I am.
You're a total daddy's girl.
I love my daddy. I'm lucky. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag false scars. Hashtag PSO. Hashtag boots.
No. And hashtag BSR.
Hashtag BSR. We should start that. Hashtag BSR.
We should. I did.
So her drink is the dark brown sugar rosemary cafe latte. So give them a slurp. Yeah, there you go. There's a BSR slurp. Mm-hmm. So it's a dark brown sugar simple syrup infused with fresh rosemary. Actually, there's a batch infusing upstairs as we speak.
That was my price to do this show, by the way.
Yeah, she was like, okay, you have to make me a drink. I'm like, I'll make you a drink. I mean, I'm just going to charge her for it later. She won't know. So Antoinette's a regular in the shop, kind of. She's a Wednesday regular.
Come on.
You're consistent, but not regular. And her family have been... You guys originally started coming like for lectures.
We did at night. We came to lectures. Yeah. And then we walked in and met the weirdo behind the bar.
Yeah. And you were like a middle school back then.
I was not in middle school. I was like 17.
That's impossible because you're 12 now. So
Benjamin Button.
She's the single youngest human being on planet Earth. There's no one younger than Antoinette.
12 plus. That's my friend.
She's good. 12 going on 13. Mm-hmm. No, you're 20 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
And a half.
20 and a half going on 21.
12 going on 13, yeah.
But you're an old soul, though.
I've heard that.
You're an old soul.
I don't know.
I think you're more mature than most people I know, including me.
But definitely you. I don't know about most people.
Well, I mean, immaturity is one of my superpowers. Mm-hmm. Immaturity, ADD. It's like I have a lot of really good superpowers that most people think are negative, but Antoinette has just strangely enough become kind of like this one of the more surprising friendships in my life in the last little bit. I mean, what are the chances that some old 40-year curmudgeon would end up?
You are not a curmudgeon. You're a teddy bear.
This old scary curmudgeon would end up with some beautiful 20-year-old girl is like he's a friend of his. But all I can say is I don't know why, for some strange reason, Antoinette loves me.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag so blessed. Hashtag Antoinette loves me. So
I do.
I know. See, it's made me realize that I thought maybe that means that I'm lovable. But then I realized that even what I finally realized, the life lesson that I learned out of this, is that even beautiful people can be mentally ill. That's why she clearly has bad taste. I mean,
no, just sell yourself short.
Yeah. So Antoinette, you played a major role in a milestone in my life.
I did, watching The Lion King for the first time. Right, that one.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that.
But I'm talking about that one. What was the other one?
I'm joking. I was talking about that. Yeah, so she found out that I had not seen The Lion King.
Almost died.
And you just almost died. She just freaked out.
Well, it's because it's basically a sin not to see The Lion King.
Evidently. Mm-hmm. Evidently, it's almost a sin not to see The Lion King.
Okay, I'm sure you confessed it.
I did.
Your penance was watching it.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've never seen The Lion King. It's like, well, that's an original sin. Well done. And I poked a badger with a spoon. Well, even better. It's even more original. So we're Catholics.
Joke.
We like the original sins. Mm-hmm. You know. All right. So, yeah. So we had a big taco feast, the Hakuna Matako event, which we did an entire show. I did an entire commentary show on it.
Shout out to Ross.
Shout out to Ross Golish and his incredible food making skills.
Bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, her bro and I kind of bro down because he's like he's a cook.
You guys have a lot in common.
He's a real cook. He's legit.
Too legit to quit.
He's not a chef though, right? He's not trained. Did he go to chef school?
No, he didn't. Nope.
He's just good.
He just goes for it.
Yep.
He's a quick learner. He likes to.
Well, he's done stages and stuff like that. That's like going to cooking school.
Kind of. Yeah.
He's the real deal. The guy can flat dab cook.
Oh yeah.
So they made a bunch of tacos.
He's back at Butcher's, by the way.
Is he?
Butcher's Bistro.
He is.
Check it out.
Butcher's Bistro in downtown Denver.
He'll be there for a little
so
bit.
So good. Mm-hmm. That cured beef heart appetizer. As everyone listening knows, I love the naughty bits. And he is supposed to teach me how to cure a beef heart because I have two grass-fed beef hearts sitting in my freezer, and I need to cure them. So I'm about to make Ross teach me.
Party.
All right, so we're getting down to the break. So when we get back, we're going to push more serious, and I'm going to find out about the world through the lens of the young, beautiful, and shiny. You're listening to The Counter Position. I am your host, Andrew Riley. We'll be right back.
I'm a sacred word to mutter. Ran too fast and turned to butter. I'm a bit too much for me to chew.
If you enjoy listening to Andrew Whaley on The Counter Position, you should become a friend of the show. Go to breadboxmedia.com and click on Friend of the Show to provide your support. Thank you.
I'm a skip across the pond. I'm an ocean on and on. I'm a fish with no bowl that I outgrew. Lift my blood. The only one on track.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your host, Andrew Whaley, and we are still here with Xena the Disney Princess, Antoinette Golish, my little friend. Say hello to my little friend.
I knew you were going to go there.
Say hello to my little friend.
You should just always introduce me that way.
You're a little friend?
Mm-hmm. No, you're a little friend, yeah.
Yeah.
You say it like that.
Yeah, you're my little friend. she's like my middle school sidekick or something.
God, middle school.
Here's the thing about Antoinette is they're okay.
Oh, no.
The common thing is that she looks really young. Like, you look younger than you are, but when you talk to you, you come off as older than you are.
Hmm.
You're 20. I think you look like you're in your teens.
See, when I was in my teens, though, I looked like I was in my 20s.
See? There you go.
It's backwards.
So you're going to love looking young whenever you get older.
I hope so.
But
hopefully it sticks.
Regardless,
I get my good looks from my mama.
Your mom is beautiful. Jeez. And I adore your mom.
Mm-hmm. My sister got it from her, too.
Yeah. Oh, your sister's beautiful.
Sister's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nakia?
Nakia.
Oh, I mean, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
I'm just going to shout out to my whole family as we go.
Yeah, shout out to the whole family. Your whole family's gorgeous. That Ross, now that's a good looking. Mm. That's a good looking one right there. I mean, mm-hmm. He is. I mean, if you're into the whole like beardy thing, you know. Mm.
And Ryan. Everyone says he covers his beauty with his beard, though. But
he does have a fairly vigorous beard going there.
It's the only time Ross look alike.
Yeah, Ryan's pretty. He's a...
Ryan's handsome. Don't tell him I said so.
Well, he's going to hear it when he says this.
If he listens.
Okay, now that we've established the fact, dude, the entire Golish
family
is physically attractive, we can just start over again.
Move on.
You're just stalling, so I don't ask you any important questions, but it's not going to work.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to ask him. I want to go deep with my little friend here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no. Let's just talk about it. So Antoinette is a bona fide, honest to goodness photographer, and you've been taking pictures for a while, huh?
Since officially, unofficially, since I was 16. So getting paid for it since then, pretty much.
Officially, unofficially, since you were 16.
Yeah. So I started photography when I was 8. Got it from Ross because Ross used to do pictures. Ross, you haven't seen Ross's pictures. His are amazing. So I got kind of the intrigue from him. And then when I was 16, bought my first real camera. And then people just started asking me. So that's what I mean. So it was unofficially because I wasn't intending to start a business.
Right.
And then I started getting people asking and getting paid and it turned into
a business.
Okay,
so you started being a photographer like on a professional level at 16.
Like semi-pro.
Semi-pro, like getting paid.
Semi-pro, So like because I started doing free shoots and people would just kind of tip me. But then as I got busier, I had to start charging. So I did like $25 a shoot and then $50, $75, and it just started going from there.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So, and kind of the way that I want to go about this interview is, you know, a lot of media, especially in the Catholic world, like you bring people on because there's some Catholic famous person and they wrote a book that they need to sell. And so I'm going to let you in on how this works. And I'm fine with this. I should do more of this. I actually have a good time doing this. But you're some Catholic talking head. So you write a book and then someone that you've paid to do PR sends me an email and you say, and they say, hey, my particular Catholic famous guy wrote a book. He would like to come on your show and promote the book. And you go, okay. And then if you do it the way that it's normally done, like they like send you questions to ask and you pretend to ask them or something, you know, and that's fine. It's cool to do that. I've done a little bit of that and it's fun. I find those people interesting. I like to throw them little curveball questions, but what I'm more interested in. So this show has always been all of reality filtered through the lens of a single human person in my experience with reality and not just like some kind of authoritative thing. So I love bringing people on that are just very particular, real human beings. And so here is Antoinette. He's this young, beautiful 20-year-old girl who's been taking professional pictures since she's 16 years old. She hangs out in my coffee house. She's friends with people I'm friends with. Her whole family are super supportive of everything I do. Oh, and you know what? Antoinette was the very, very first official donation to Calyx, my apostolate.
That was a secret.
I'm outing you. I'm outing you. She gave me the very first donation to Calyx.
I have a question.
What?
Who does a Facebook Live when their phone is about to die?
Okay, look. She's trying to distract me from.
It's a legit question.
My phone was dying. My phone had 92% on it.
Oh, that's when it.
Yeah.
Oh,
my phone all right. Dying, so I now have right here in my formerly dark rose stained fingers. A brand new iPhone 7 with a new Apple case on
Looks
it.
Looks exactly the same as a 6.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite color blue in the whole world. Like this storm blue.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I didn't make this little booth.
No, but you're wearing blue.
It matches my shirt. Yeah, my case and my shirt are the exact
Hashtag
same color.
Right. Twinning.
So anyway, I'm not letting you get me off this topic. I like to bring people on that are just individual persons, and so here is a girl who you were homeschooled, but you played basketball and stuff you were outside of the Catholic bubble some.
Yes.
And then you end up like doing photographs and now you're a professional photographer and you're hanging out and you're 20 and in this crazy world and trying to figure out what in the world it means to live as a decent Catholic human being and still take part in kind of like culture and society. And so I'm interested in that. So what's it like being a girl? Like when you wake up every morning, are you just like full of emotion?
Oh my
and
gosh!
Crying?
Ask my mom. I don't smile in the mornings. There's nothing to smile about in the mornings. It's a dawn of a new day, but no.
You're
no smiles.
Grouch in the morning.
A little bit. It depends. If my mom comes, I mean, she used to come in and sing to us, and it just made me hate everything.
What did she sing to you?
I'm not singing. It's not happening.
Rise and shine and give God.
Oh my
your
gosh!
Glory,
yes.
Glory,
how did you know?
Give God your glory, glory.
Oh, I hate that song.
Okay, picture your life.
You think I'm shiny, but this is like the earliest you've ever seen me.
You're like 4 years younger than you are right now. You're me. You're on a Teens Encounter Christ
you
retreat.
You did this, didn't you?
And you're like asleep. And all of a sudden, there are people like beating on pans around. You're asleep on a floor in a sleeping bag, and they're like, they're smacking these pans. Rise and shine. Oh, and I am the single least mourning person on earth.
Ugh.
So your mom used to come sing that song to you.
Yeah, she did.
Did you ever throw anything at her?
I wanted to really bad, but you know.
But you're too shiny.
Alas.
So, there's no way to explain why we call Antoinette shiny all the time.
You've tried to explain it. I can never tell if I should be, you know, if it's a compliment or an insult. I think it's a bit of both.
It's mostly a compliment.
Mostly. The whole naive thing that comes into it that I'm like, hey.
But you're 20 and you're a good girl.
It's true.
You should be naive of some things.
I try.
But I'm like, oh, she still thinks the world's mostly nice. Look at her. She has a big kick.
I mean, that's not true.
Right. No, you're way deeper than people give you. You're way deeper than people give you credit for. Well, see, they don't see you coming.
It's true.
That's good. You can use that to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can be one of your superpowers.
Yeah. What's my other superpower? Wasn't it like?
Your neediness for hugs is a superpower.
I do like hugs.
Like, and Antoinette like comes in the shop. Like, I could be like slammed busy and she will like come like behind the counter as far as she's allowed to come and stand there looking at me like this little like wounded puppy dog. Just that, like, she's in physical
and you melt
like she's
every
in physical
time.
Pain because someone is not giving her a hug. I have to like say, excuse me, go over, hug this child, and then come back over. No, it's kind of cool. It's like, I mean, Antoinette would be, if I had got married like when I was young, you would be about like my daughter's age. You'd be like my second or third daughter's age.
That's scary.
Because I'm like, you know, my parents are, my parents got married really young. So my mm-hmm. parents are like 20 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if my parents were, I was 25
mm-hmm.
when my parents were the age I am now.
Or 26. Okay.
So you would be like my second or third daughter.
Probably second, yeah.
If I'd have gotten married and not.
Yeah, you're younger than my parents for sure.
I'm
that
younger
helps.
Than your parents, but I'm old. Super old.
Ancient.
I am totally, I'm totally ancient. All right, so see, you distracted me. She's got like
taking
this,
advantage of your ADD.
She does this Jedi mind trick on my ADD, and I'm not letting you get off the hook. All right, so what in the world is it like to try to live in this world at your age as a woman?
Oh man. I mean, I can't complain. No, I've got a good family, and I, you know, a lot of people don't have what I have, so it's totally grace. I don't know. I mean, I didn't go to college, so things are a little bit different. I'm not going and like socializing with people my age.
Are you gonna go to college?
Not likely.
Really?
I don't need to. See, everything's online.
See, this is the like young millennial thing. They're like, they're just questioning everything. Why would I go to college?
I mean, you
I
know,
just want knowledge.
The,
I mean,
exactly. Well, the problem is people go and they don't even know what they're doing, and then they come out all in debt, and I just don't want to start my life out in debt.
See, you have a good head on your shoulders. I went to school late and mm-hmm. like sunk myself in student loans. I have so many student loans. Like, I'm gonna die big off. My
oh man.
Loans.
Yeah, no, my parents taught me young, don't go into debt.
See, you have a good family.
That's I have a great
that's
family.
That's what it comes down to.
I don't know why the Lord decided to bless me with such a good family, but
see, here's the moral of the story. Whenever when we on the right or in the Catholic world or whatever, like, we get accused of, you know, being obsessed with family values mm-hmm. or that there's a definition to family or we're trying to fight for the family or whatever. We're not fighting for the family like some, like, per se. Families make people. And when you do it right, you make good people.
You make good people.
And Antoinette is good people.
Aww. I think you're good people. You just don't think so.
I think I'm okay people.
Okay people. You're getting there.
I have my.
Isn't that my other superpower, making people shiny around me?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you said.
You impart your shininess.
So I'm
to those
working on it.
You.
Working all right, on you.
All right, so I should probably.
You and Sarah Stacy.
So I will, yeah, and Sarah, me, and, but we're shinier because of you. All right, so let's go to the break. When I get back, I'll be slightly more shiny because I'm sitting next to her. You're listening to The Counter Position.
Then how we crave a hanging in his dark.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
People singing, please don't stay, but please don't go.
Welcome back to The Counterposition. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, and we are still here with the lovely, talented, and shiny Antoinette Golish, giving us the perspective of a young woman's take on reality here. So, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Are you?
I'm not leaving.
You were
yet,
so scared to do this interview.
You know, you don't need to tell your listeners that.
You're like, she was so scared. She was freaking out.
I was not freaking out.
This doesn't hurt so bad, does it?
It's not too bad.
See?
It's not.
See, I knew she'd like it once I got her to do it.
Well, I think that's why I did it, because I knew it would be fun, but it's like, well, I can't say roller coaster because I hate roller coasters, but it's like, I knew once I'd do it, it'd be fun.
You're like one of my best listeners. You listen to like every
show. I do listen to every show. I don't know how I do it.
You're just kind of, I mean, you're behind right now.
I went to Seattle, okay?
I took a back seat to some travel. She's too busy.
That's some great traveling.
She's getting too busy for me, you know.
I'm going to get famous before you.
You are going to get famous for me. I think we should give Antoinette her own show.
Mm-mm.
The Shiny Show.
The Shiny Show.
Hi. Welcome back to The Shiny Show. I am your host, Antoinette Golish.
I don't sound like Minnie Mouse. Come on.
I'm so shiny.
Nobody
Welcome,
would listen.
Listeners. I just want to give you all a big hug. See,
you sound like Olaf.
See, we... Okay, there's a good...
No, know, not Father Michael O'Loughlin. Olaf from Frozen.
Not Frollo.
Not Frollo. He does give warm hugs. That's why he's Olaf.
He's Olaf?
Yeah. Father John and Father Nathan and Father Mike call him Olaf. So
really?
they call him Olo for O'Loughlin.
And
then it turned into Olaf. And I think it's because he gave warm hugs.
Okay, so this is all like... This whole Denver Catholic world is like so incestuous.
It's fantastic. Like,
so... My friend, Father Michael O'Loughlin,
He's
has
my
been
friend.
On the show, is the pastor of Holy Protection and the Mother of God Byzantine, also known as Hope Pro Mogo.
Hope Pro Mogo, yeah, that's right.
So he's Frollo from Hope Pro Mogo. And Antoinette has been off and on going to Hope Pro Mogo.
He calls me a parishioner wannabe.
You are kind
it's
of
kinda
a parishioner.
Kind of true. I just signed up on me. I signed up on the roster. He kind of forced me.
Really?
I'm kind of official.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
The Byzantine is slowly taking over Denver.
It is.
And so O'Loughlin is part of the four priests that are on the Catholic Stuff You Should Know podcast.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have you know, I listened to that since it started.
So so I just kind of like jumped on this Antoinette punk podcast bandwagon here, so. Great. So you had podcasts before me.
Yeah, and they gave me the first shout out ever too when I was like 14. And I made fun of Father John for wearing pink.
So she's friends with Father John Nepple.
Mm-hmm.
And your family was friends with him, right?
Yeah, we were friends with him before he was even ordained a deacon.
Right.
It was a long time ago, but I haven't seen him in years because he's lame and doesn't come see me.
Yeah, you're lame, Father Nepple.
Father Michael's my favorite now.
Yeah.
He's surpassed Father John.
If I had to pick one of them to hang out with, it'd be Goebel, hands down.
Goebel's
the one of the funniest human beings on planet Earth.
I don't know if Goebel would like me.
Yeah, you might be too shiny for Goebel.
I probably am.
Yeah. He likes the sardonic.
That's okay.
He likes the sardonic.
Just listen to him.
You know, that's why we get along. Not that I ever like hang out with Father Goebel, but
you should have him on your show.
That would be that'd be so fun.
Oh yeah.
I should have him and a Frollo on at the same time.
I mean, that would be good, but you should do like two separate shows because you've had Father Michael separate.
Yeah.
So you should have Father Goebel. That would be hilarious.
I'm amazed that we can even talk. So here's the thing. So you know how people in my generation that are kind of like the older proto hipsters, we all love the Big Lebowski and use quotes from the Big Lebowski all the time. She basically just uses nothing but references to Disney movies like all the time.
Okay, it's not that bad.
That's why I call her the Disney princess. Well, that's because you are a Disney princess. But like I'll just be sitting there and she'll go, "Oh, it's like Rapunzel," or "Oh, Olaf." I mean, she's just constantly just referring to these Disney movies. I'm like, I'm old and single. I don't have kids. Why
I know,
I
but I'm
going to
help you out. We're going to go watch Hercules. We're going to watch Tangled. We're gonna help you out.
Yeah. So
we're going to have some movie parties.
Okay. So let's talk about the show concept that you wanted me to do.
Oh my goodness.
She wants me to do a monthly
show. You got to watch a new Disney movie every month, and then you got to do a like way overdone show on it like you did with The Lion King. But it was fantastic.
I think it might be my favorite
show. That is my favorite show by far.
That's a really... Well, just because it took place in your house.
I don't care. No, it's just... It was so good because watching The Lion King, it's a cartoon. Like, it shouldn't hit you as deeply as that movie hits people.
Well, that narrative in that is the great story.
It's just...
It's the struggle for identity, the struggle for... of shame versus your real identity.
But it's still like, it's still supposed to be a Disney like children's movie, but they make it deeper. That's why movies back then were so much better than movies are now.
Yeah.
Because everything's just funny and goofy and ridiculous.
Yeah, and I kind of like the old films where they do it on a deep level, but like the old Warner Brothers cartoons and stuff where there's like all this like war commentary and social commentary stuff for the adults that are watching over their kids, and it's just slapstick is just going over the heads of the kids. But they're like making fun of Hitler and making fun of
well, the best part is watching
Bugs
those
Bunnies
movies
and drag or something.
The best,
it's like,
yeah,
you know,
the best part is watching those movies when you're older and like, oh my gosh, I didn't get that before. So then you can watch those movies over and over.
See,
and
you're at that moment right now.
I kind of am.
You because you're
hashtag
you're,
I'm too young.
Yeah, you're kind of at that moment where you can You can see everything through a grown up. You're starting to see things through grown up eyes because you're all grown up.
Not yet. I'm a kid for 5 more months.
You are kind of a kid, yeah. You're like an old kid. You're like a little old kid. So,
this is hilarious.
What were we talking about before Disney movies? I was trying to get to something deep.
I got you so good.
I am so trying to get her into like deep. So, are you married or anything yet? Are you?
No.
You're not married?
No, I'm super single.
You're super single.
There should be on Facebook. I've thought about this. There should be like an option to do single and then like very single. I don't know what that really means, but that's just how it feels. Like I'm just single.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Okay.
So you didn't really like date when you were in high school.
No. So my mom and sister, they're gonna kill me for saying this on the air. They're just super boy crazy. And I got that
I did
too.
Not say that for the record.
I said that. No, my mom told me her first boyfriend was, she was 3 years old. So, you know, boy crazy. My sister always had a boyfriend.
Was 5 years. I got married at 5.
You got married at 5?
Yeah, me and Danita Parks had a wedding in my grandma's backyard.
See, you're always complaining about not being married. You're already married.
Right. I've been married like 3 times. none of them counted because I was like under 10.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. So, and I definitely got that. I was super boy crazy when I was little. And I thought I was going to be like dating all through high school and all this stuff. And then I got to high school and decided that,
the boys were crazy.
Boys were nuts. Boys are stupid. Sorry. Boys are stupid.
This is so negative. Maybe there's a reason you're very single.
It's true. It's probably true. Yeah. No, yeah, no, so I just didn't like the drama. I decided that basketball could be my boyfriend through high school.
You realize you can't date a sport, right?
I did, though. It was fun.
So basketball, you focused on basketball instead of boys.
Basketball is my first passion, for sure. I was obsessed.
Obsessed.
Now, I was out on the driveway every day
practicing. Where did this come from?
My dad.
Because you're like a buck 09 ringing wet, and you're like you.
No,
like
I'm not.
You're 5 foot tall.
You are so unrealistic.
You're like a little.
I'm at least 5'6".
You're like a midget. You're like this little tiny midget of a person.
I think you're referring to Sarah. Love you, Sarah.
Sarah's gonna be so.
She's gonna be so mad at me.
Sarah's the opposite of you. Sarah's been trying to get on my show.
Forever.
I'm scared of
you. Should have she and I on a show sometime.
Oh god, no way. Not even remotely an option.
I think it'd be so fun.
So
we'd kick you off. Be like, bye, Andrew.
I am so scared of what Sarah would tell the universe. And it's not live, so it's like I could always just like, okay, great. Erase. Nah.
Oh my gosh. All right,
so you were like out in the driveway.
Yeah, I practiced every single day. So my brother Ryan and I did basketball camps with our organization. And then we'd get these like little sheets of drills and stuff. So I'd go out during the summer and just practice every single day. So
did you have an end in this, or was it just pure enjoyment of it?
Pure enjoyment. I mean, it was always just getting better. It was just getting.
You didn't have like some idea that you were going to like be in the WNBA.
Oh, I did. Oh, I told people that. actually. I remember being at a wedding and I told, I don't know who this lady was, but I told her that's what I wanted to be. And she straight up laughed at me. And I was so mad. I was like, you don't know. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to be in the WNBA.
And she's like, sweetie, you're like,
pretty much, which is, why would you, no, I'm not 5 foot. Ugh.
Look, it's, you're
you've never seen me play ball, so you can't really comment on this.
You weigh like 98 pounds and you're 12.
Again, like, where is Sarah? Like, it's not me.
Sarah keeps mentioning you. She's just trying to get you on the show here.
Okay, well, anyway.
Trying to get you on here. Okay, so basketball was your boyfriend.
Basketball was my boyfriend.
Now, were there boys like coming at you?
No.
There wasn't boys coming at you?
There was like maybe one or two that I just was straight up not interested in. But it was, and my excuse was I don't date in high school.
And you're like, hey, wait a minute. Is your name basketball?
Exactly.
And they were like, no. Oh, then you're not my boyfriend.
Oh, then you're not my boyfriend. I'm taken. Sorry. Bye.
Okay, so... So now you don't play basketball.
I don't.
And now you are boy crazy.
You would say so. you seem to think that.
I don't think that. I'm
not in a rush. I'm definitely open. But it's God's timing.
Single. All right. There you
I'm
go.
Very single.
All right, so
maybe that's what that means. I'm very single
maybe
because
we
I've
put
never
your Facebook
had a boyfriend.
Link on the show notes.
There you go.
If there's anybody out there between the ages of 20 and 25, Catholic, looking for a girlfriend, we'll vet you. They have
you
to go through me.
I've told my mom though, with all of her friends wanting me to marry their sons, I don't know how I'm still single.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna find out after the break. So. All right, let's head off to the break. We'll be back in a second with Antoinette Golish. Listening to the Counter Position.
Then all the color glass that painter's palette smash, all the colors of my soul.
If you enjoy listening to Andrew Whaley on The Counter Position, you should become a friend of the show. Go to breadboxmedia.com and click on Friend of the Show to provide your support. Thank you.
I'm a hyena laughing fool. I'm a hero without anyone to save. Love decked myself in toys. I'm a poor and kingly boy. Oh, I'm lovely, and I'm dull.
Welcome back to The Counter Position. I am your humble host, Andrew Whaley, and we're coming in to the final stretch, the last lap. We are here with Antoinette Golish. I'm huffing on the last lap. I'm just like, I'm the fat boy running the open mile. And she's just like, out there, like with all that basketball conditioning, it's like, come on, this is, we haven't even got started.
Oh no, I haven't played basketball in a while. I'm so out of shape.
Do you work out?
I do.
What do you do?
Just Bowflex in the basement and
Bowflex.
Mm-hmm.
They still
it's
have
pretty
that.
Pretty pathetic, yeah. It's. I mean, hey, it works.
I thought that was like an '80s infomercial.
No.
Bowflex?
Mm-hmm.
That still exists.
Yeah.
How old is this machine?
I have no idea.
I think this.
I just use it.
Bowflex, nice. I didn't even know that.
It's better than going to the gym and paying for a membership and being uncomfortable around people watching you.
I go to the gym. Well, let me take that back. I own a membership to a gym.
You go swimming.
I go swimming.
We should race sometime.
You want to race?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I used to do a swim team.
We should have a race and put it on.
And pass out.
We could Facebook Live it.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be awesome.
Pretty sure I'd pass out.
Can I have floaties?
No.
Come on, you're young. I should get floaties.
No.
All right. Okay, so that's a challenge.
You know, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. How long is this swim race going to be?
I don't know.
How many meters?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Like down and back?
Yeah. It'd be a sprint, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Down and back.
Down and back.
All right, let's do this.
It's never going to happen.
We're totally going to have a swim race. okay, so.
We use someone else's phone so it doesn't die in the middle of it.
Exactly. I have a brand new iPhone 7 right here in my formerly dark rose stained fingers right here. I have a pretty new iPhone 7.
Oh, gosh.
Which it's weird because like at the home screen, it mm-hmm. does a little thing where it makes like a really subtle click, like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
like the little shake
mm-hmm.
to let you know that you pushed it, which I didn't know it did that. And it like scared me the first time I did. All right. So now you're 20 years old. Pretty soon you're going to be 21 and you're going to be navigating the going out scene.
Yeah. I'm not nervous. It'll be fine.
You're going to be fine. You're
I'm
like
just not. I'm just not going back to Kansas.
See, now, I wasn't going to bring that up.
We're not going to tell the story. It's just going to be the reference and only some people know.
Just say that, you know.
No.
Shiny.
No.
Shiny gets a little shady sometimes. She's shiny, shiny, shady.
Shiny, shady.
I'm not going to tell her story. All I'm going to say that the best, here's the encapsulation of that story. Shiny briefly did, she tried to do something that every single girl on earth her age tries to do like every weekend. It didn't work. And she was impartially because she was so distracted about whether she would have to go to confession or not. Families are for making good people. Mm. You are good people. Yeah, she's just got such a conscience.
Oh, such a, just stupid. Shouldn't have done it.
maybe we'll do an extra segment, tell the entire Kansas story, and we'll put it on the friend of the show. Hey, speaking of friend of the show, holy, I forgot to do a shout out. Shout out to Michael Miley, rockstar extraordinaire, my best buddy, wearer of weird sneakers, as he's my first friend of the show. I finally have a friend.
I want to meet him.
You should meet him, yeah.
I want to meet him.
He's kind of shiny too, and kind of his own, kind of like.
Do you know who else I want to meet?
What?
Do you know who else I want to meet?
Who?
Justin Schneer.
You want to drink?
Drink.
It's like, well, Justin should come out sometime. Mm-hmm. At some point, Justin will come out. We'll have a big cookout down at Stefanik's house, and we'll get you out. I'll introduce you to the amazing Justin Schneer.
Perfect. I'll take pictures.
Yeah, so shout out to Michael Miley, my first friend of the show. And I would also like to do a shout out to Michael J. Knepper of Phoenix, Arizona. He's a photographer, 43 years old, and he's in Phoenix, Arizona. And he is the only one of you that responded to my begging for a roll call.
Sorry.
Unless there's only like four listeners and the rest of them are robots that are hitting that file. But I think we got rid of all the bots. But I know who there's some of you, you don't need to respond because I know who you are. But if I don't know who you are, I mean, if you've emailed me before, fine. You don't have to do that. Jeff Neal emailed me twice since then. He's the only one. Every time I say something or I ask for feedback, Jeff Neal gives me feedback. Big fat shout out to Jeff Neal. And yeah, so that's all my shout outs. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Anybody
gave shout outs like
I gave
family?
I know my whole family. I gotta give a shout out to my best friend Rebecca. I love you.
Aww. Your bestie.
My bestie. We go run around in the mountains and take pictures. Super
you
fun.
Run around everywhere and take
we
pictures.
Do, but the mountains was the
it's
more
like
recent
you don't
one.
Do anything, I don't know how you do anything other than take pictures of Rebecca.
You don't know
us.
We do so many things.
And you guys.
Well, she's stunning. How can you blame me?
Right. You guys just take pictures of each other and take selfies together and do videos together.
Okay, like, we're not that obnoxious.
I mean.
No, yeah, we are.
You're totally obnoxious. Every day on Facebook, I was like, oh, wow, look, another six photos of Antoinette and Rebecca.
Total exaggeration. That's okay.
17 times a day.
I'm not ashamed.
17 times a day.
17.
No, I love Rebecca. And I, yeah,
she's great.
And she, and you're right. She is beautiful. So you have to take pictures of her.
Exactly.
All right. So now that we've got that out of the way, so you're 20 years old. You're about to be 21.
I think everybody knows that now.
You're going to keep your head on straight when you go out to the bars and stuff.
Well.
You're not going to get in trouble. Now you're now that you're boy crazy, you're going to be 21. Do you have a plan? You have a plan for finding a Mr. Shiny?
Mr. Shiny. I hope he's Mr.
Are you looking
shiny.
For someone as shiny as you, or do you want?
I
like
mean,
a, or do you want like a
maybe like reformed to shininess? That'd be fine.
See, Catholic
just playing along.
Catholic girls love the the shiny holy boy, but girls per se, just all women just love the bad boy. So you got to get a convert. You know, you're gonna,
I mean.
I don't know what it is. What is it about the bad boy?
See, I don't know, because I'm not really one to like the bad boys. I don't know. It's hard to explain. You can't explain women.
Well, that's something we can absolutely agree on, that women make no sense whatsoever. I don't think human beings make any sense for the most
human
part.
Human beings don't. No, you know.
All right, so you going to keep doing this photography thing?
I am.
What do you get out of that? What do you get out of that? What's your experience of the thing?
Other than, you know, being my own boss and making my own schedule, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, so you're, I mean, from a professional level. I mean, the act of it.
The act of it. I mean.
I mean, is it the capturing of beauty? What is it?
It is. It's seeing things differently. It's getting, you know, you see something ordinary and the goal is to make it kind of extraordinary and just different angles and stuff. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain because Sarah's actually asked me this before about how I see the world. And I've always said that I see it in pictures. So as I'm looking around, I look for different pictures in what I'm seeing.
Are you trying to show what's there, but other people can't see, or trying to use?
Well, it's seeing it the way I see it.
Talk about something else.
It's seeing it the way I see it. It's definitely, hopefully, pointing to our creator.
Do you see through Photoshop filters?
No.
Because you're always like you're always editing.
I am always editing, but
so I mean, I'm serious. When you see a scene. Uh-huh. I see it as is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it like clarified? Do you see what it's going to be if you take a picture?
Well, that's the goal about the editing I do. It's not to make it look fake. It's to make it look more real because really when you, I mean, especially me, I have so much to learn on the technical side. Mm-hmm. So when I take a picture, generally it doesn't even look like what I'm looking at. So I have to kind of edit it to make it look more like what it looks like. So it's kind of.
So the better you get, the less you'll have to edit.
Hopefully. I mean, then there's black and whites. Those are always fun. Sometimes I see a picture, like a scene in black and white.
Yeah. And then you go, oh my God, where'd the color go? And you freak out. You
ever do that? No.
I'm just fascinated by it because it's like these different arts have different experiences of the world. You know, like I talked to Perry West a lot about this and he.
Oh, Perry.
I love Perry. And Perry is like this machine that takes experience and turns it into metaphor. And then is able to put it in a way that both unveils his experience of the thing and becomes kind of like this universal archetype. But that's through poetry. That's through the written word. What do you want someone to feel when they see a picture you took? Now, obviously, if you're taking pictures of a wedding or you're taking pictures of like someone's high school photos, you want someone to go, oh, she looks really pretty and kind of edgy.
No. So I would say for portraits, because I don't do a lot of weddings, but for portraits, my goal is not this posed perfect. I mean, I do those because that's what some people like, but the best compliment I ever got was from a friend of mine, his dad, and he said, the pictures you took of my son, like that's him. That's his personality. Like I saw him in this. He wasn't just posed and fake. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to capture the essence of the person. Mm-hmm.
So it's the disclosure of the individual.
Yeah.
It's the
I want people to recognize them and not just see this is how they look. It's who they are. Yeah.
Oh, it's I think that's I think that's noble. And if you're doing what you're doing, that's what it should be about. Mm-hmm. Because most things at their best are kind of about the person, mm-hmm. but also about the person in the individual as made,
mm-hmm.
you know, as and made things point to a maker, right? And
exactly.
If you can see the individual,
yeah,
and the narrative behind that person.
Right.
That's why I love pictures where they don't edit out things like scars and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I usually don't. Yeah, you edit like the things that aren't going to last, like acne. That's going to go away.
Yeah.
You just get rid of that. But
it's like, was it John Eldridge says that scars are like tattoos with better mm-hmm. stories?
That's awesome.
All right, Shiny. Well,
it went fast.
It went really fast.
It went really
fast. I just wanted to get you on the show.
I got you really distracted. It was perfect.
You did distract me big time.
Mission accomplished.
All right. Well, you know, but I could just edit a bunch of stuff in and you wouldn't even know.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. all right. So, Antoinette Golish, if you have a son between the ages of 20 and 25 who's Catholic and likes pretty girls, you can email me at thecounterposition@gmail.com and I'll send them over.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's pull the plug, pop the cork on another episode of The Counterposition. See you on the other side.
I'll take your place, marble stone. I'll take your place, marble stone.